Hey, sweetheart, what are you doing here? It's pouring rain outside. Tommy? Oh, honey, he stayed at campus this weekend, didn't he tell you? Something about a big exam on Monday he needed to study for. Wait, where are you going? Leaving? Sweetheart, do you really think I'm going to let you drive home in this weather? Oh, come in, come in. You're soaked to the bone, hun. Here, sit on the couch while I grab you a towel. No, don't worry about getting it wet. You're fine. Gosh, Tommy has done far worse to the furniture over the years. I really need to replace it now that it's just me in the house, but I just haven't gotten around to it. Here we go. Dry off. Get warm. So, what are you doing out this way, sweetie? Visiting your parents? I'm surprised. You see, I saw your mom today at the store, and she didn't mention you were back in town. In fact, she said you hadn't been coming around the past few weeks, not since you got a girlfriend. Busted! So, you're not on campus, and you haven't been to see your folks. So that leads me to believe that only one thing can be going on. Girl trouble. Aww, no need to blush. I remember when Tommy started dating his current girlfriend and they got into their first big fight. He cried for hours, but you didn't hear me say that. So, what happened? Did you guys get into a fight? Kind of. Well, come on. It hasn't been that long since I was a college girl myself, you know. I might be able to give you more insight than you'd think. So, go on. Spill. What? You don't feel comfortable? Sweetie, was it something sexual then? And you came to talk to Tommy? Oh, hun. I love my son, but the boy would be next to useless for help. I know it might be a little awkward, but I'd be happy to offer advice, sweetie. Okay, great. So, what happened with this girl? Okay. All right, so she got upset with you when you asked her to do something sexual? Oh, dear. What were you wanting her to do? Oh, that's all? Oh, honey. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, but you asked for a blowjob. All you asked for was a blowjob, and she's upset. What, were you rude? Demanding? Aggressive? What? No. Oh, sweetie. Oh, my gosh. No, you didn't do anything wrong. You are just encountering a college girl for the first time. Yeah. Young, hot, and easily offended. God, they're so full of themselves at this age. They think their pussies are made of diamond and that you should be grateful for them even letting you have a peek. And asking for anything more? Oh, well, that is the greatest offense of all. Take what you can get and be grateful for it, right? But you know what? They don't realize yet how amazing it is to pleasure your partner. To be dirty for them and make them remember the feel of your mouth on their cock the next day. It's the best feeling. Oh gosh, look at you blush. Oh, sweetie, you have a lot to learn. Tell me, have you ever even had a blowjob before? No? Oh gosh, that's just not fair. Well, I hate to break it to you, sweetie, but with the way college girls are now, I doubt you'll be getting one anytime soon from your current lady love. But you know what I'd suggest? You have a bar near campus, right? Good. So what I suggest is go to the bar and strike up a conversation with one of the older ladies there. Hey, don't give me that look. Older women are still attractive, thank you very much. And they don't have the airs of a college girl. They've been around the block, and they'll enjoy pleasuring a sexy guy in his 20s as long as he fucks her nice and hard after. Ugh, you scoff, but I know you like older women, hun. I mean, I've seen the way you look at me, for example. Like last summer, when we had the pool party? What? Did you think I didn't notice you staring at my chest through my swimsuit as if you were desperately trying to develop X-ray vision on the spot? Oh no, don't apologize. I loved it. Don't look so surprised. What? You think I wore that tiny little white bikini because I thought it was practical? No. I got such a thrill seeing you boys hide behind lawn chairs when I climbed out of the pool, with my nipples poking through just a bit in the wet fabric. Gosh, especially you. You were always the most responsive. What? What, you think just because I have a kid, I've lost the urge to have men find me attractive? Plus, I overheard you boys the day before, calling me a MILF. I couldn't resist teasing you a bit. So, I know you loved it too. You know, sweetie, you've always been my favorite of Tommy's friends. You're such a sweet, nice young man. It doesn't sit right with me that you haven't gotten pleased by a woman before. And I think we should fix that, don't you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we should fix that here, today, with me. And I can tell you agree with me, even if you're blushing up a storm. You know, your wet pants aren't really hiding anything right now, hun. Speaking of which, we should really get those off of you. We don't want you catching a cold, right? Not with midterms around the corner. Oh, no. Don't worry, sweetie. I won't tell your mom. As long as you don't mention it to Tommy, it can be our little secret. That's a good boy. Let me just... Oh. Well, that is a welcome surprise. I think I see another reason your little lady friend said no. You see, I think she was scared of taking such a nice, gorgeous cock into her mouth. It does look a little intimidating, but don't worry, sweetie. I love a challenge. Plus, I've been giving head since I was a girl. I think I might be able to handle whatever you throw at me. Oh, let me just get on my knees here in front of you. Oh, I'm glad I was wearing a low-cut top. It's easy to just pull my tits out like this to give you a nice visual so we can get your cock nice and hard. Oh, sweetie. I bet you weren't expecting this today, were you? No, what? We're expecting to pound a few beers back with Tommy. And instead, you're going to be pounding my throat with your cock. Ooh. I said you were responsive, and I wasn't wrong. Your cock just jumped as I said that. That's another thing us MILFs have on college girls. They're not quite the best dirty talkers, are they? Oh, but it's always best to be vocal, I feel. Oh, and I haven't even had my hand on you yet, and you're already so hard. But before that, do you want your hands on me, sweetie? Do you want to feel my nice, heavy tits? Come on, don't be shy. I know you've wanted to. And to be honest, I've wanted you to. Oh, you're so gentle, sweetie. Such a sweet young man. I love the feel of your hand massaging my heavy tits. Yes. Oh, squeeze my nipples, baby. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, my nipples are so sensitive. It feels so good to have your fingers around them. Fuck, feel how eager you are just from your grip. That's it. Oh, God, your cock is so hard already. That's the best thing about you, young men. So eager. But I did say this was about pleasing you, didn't I? Let me just glide my fingers up and down your shaft. Nice and slow. So smooth and hard. The way your pre-cum is dripping out of your cock head. You don't mind if I have a little taste, do you? Oh, delicious. I'm not gonna lie, sweetie. I have imagined what your cum tastes like for quite a while now. You grew into such a handsome man. Can I tell you a secret? After the pool party last summer, after I saw the outline of this delicious cock in your shorts, as you watched me climb out of the pool, I said I was going inside to get dinner ready, but you know what I was really doing? I was rubbing my aching pussy, imagining your cock filling it. That's it. That's such a good boy. Run your fingers through my hair. Let me just stroke your shaft. I want to give these nice heavy balls some attention too. Your girl really has been blue balling you, hasn't she? They're so fucking full. A boy like you needs to be drained more often, I think. That's it. You're getting quite eager, aren't you? I can feel your hands digging into the side of my head. What? Do you want my mouth back on your cock? Ask, baby. No. Better yet, tell me. Tell me to be a good little whore and to suck your cock. That's it. Oh, I knew you could be aggressive. Do you like the way I do that, baby? Do you like the way I squeeze the bottom of your shaft with my hand while I bob up and down the head of your cock? You know what I think you'd like more? I think you'd like if I deep throat this fat, delicious cock. And I think I'd like it too. Are you ready? Yeah? Good. Mm. that feel, baby? How does it feel having your cough? I held my throat. Let's try it again. Fuck. Oh, I can feel your cock absolutely fucking throbbing, sweetie. Do you want to come? Do you want to come in my mouth? Oh, good. Because I want every drop of your cum. I want your cum coating my mouth. So be a good boy and give me your cum. Let me just massage your balls while I suck on your cock and milk every last drop. Step, baby. Come for me. Come for me. Of me, didn't you, sweetie? Look at me. Oh, not the put together PTA mom, am I anymore? You were such a yummy treat. I'm glad you stopped by. I'm always happy to be a first for Tommy's friends. Why don't you come visit your mom more often? Your parents miss you, and I think Tommy might like you to visit a little more often, too. Let's put your clothes in the dryer, sweetie, and in the meantime, maybe I can take you to the bedroom, and we can explore a couple other things.